Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And again, we covered the Business Development Exchange session this afternoon. And in this particular clip, the panelists talk about, some of their people helping people stories or their people helping people receipts, what they did for folks in the community during the last 12 months to really help them out, get through all the challenges. So great responses here from the panelists. So check it out.
Over the last year, we've deferred loan payments, about 1,600 of them. We've given about $600,000 out in emergency loans, interest-free emergency loans. We've done $6,500 in scholarships. We've provided 139,000 meals to hungry San Diegans through Feeding San Diego. We've donated over $64,000 in cash to causes directly impacting our communities. But as I mentioned, the one I'm most proud of is our $250 per member pot, where if that's all you need, that's great. But if you need more, you can request more. And I can't say that once I've said no when somebody's asked for approval to do things like pay emergency medical bills, buy groceries. We've bought more groceries than I can count. And it's, you know, it makes you feel good to be able to help when somebody is truly calling to do a loan modification, but they're doing it so that they can eat. And you can not only pay their loan payment, but also go ahead and buy them the groceries. So now that they have a little bit more wiggle room to make it through the next month. I'm really proud of that. And I feel like we really do have the receipts to show that as a credit union, we really are people helping people.
That's great. I want to hear from Michael and Kristen as well. But Amber, I just want a quick follow up with you. You mentioned groceries, and that's something that's very personal, right? To know that you have to put food in your cabinet. I'm curious if there's anything that you do even to make it easy to do this for people during what's such a vulnerable time, like how he put in his requests. I know people can feel vulnerable making requests like that. Anything you learned about making it easier for people to ask?
On more than one occasion, we have sent just a set of staples. So we did grocery delivery for them. We know your home address, so we can send you some staples. If you're telling us, no, it's okay. You don't have to send it to me. I just really want the loan. We can help you in that way. We really pride ourselves and focus on relationships. So a lot of these people, because we had shifted our branches to the call center, our branch team knew them. They know exactly who they are. They know what they actually need, and they have a relationship with them. And that relationship really helped to, you know, get us the grocery list from time to time. We'd say, hey, send us what you want. Send us your grocery list. And we would have grocery delivery set up. So we're not making you go back out. We're not making you go during special hours for, you know, the elderly in the morning. We're not sending you out into the fire. We'll have the groceries brought to you. So really just making it easy. And it's in those conversations that were a little bit more in-depth conversations in the first place that we're finding out that there's an unmet need in any way, which it does make someone vulnerable, and I can see it being uncomfortable in ways. But we had really great feedback and a really great response from our members, just knowing that we were willing to do that for them. So everybody was really open and receptive to receiving the help.
That's great. Thank you so much for going a little bit deeper on that answer. I'm sure that helped a lot of people. Now, for you, Kristen, those people helping people receipts for the past 12 to 14 months, what could you share with us?
Oh, wow. I think there are so many people helping people stories from the last year. You know, of course, our COVID financial relief program, loan deferments, 0% loans, some of our financial education. We developed the Black Community Development Opportunity. We had various food drives with our partners. But I think one of the best examples that really resonated with me was for people helping people was we had the head of our loss management come talk to us in one of our meetings and shared stories of how their team has been able to help our members during the pandemic. And it was truly amazing to just hear some of these stories and the creativity and effort that went in to make sure our members were in a good financial situation.
Great. Thank you so much. And how about you, Michael?
Yeah, so we have a lot of those same receipts, you know, in terms of, you know, the loan hardship modifications and helping our members. And I believe our impact report is also shared with folks in the exchange. They can take a look at that. But we organized a car parade. So with the pandemic, car parades were really popular around here. We organized a car parade and a food truck to thank hospital workers at one of our hospitals, Mid-Hudson Regional. And we got a thank you note from one of the nurses, you know, just essentially, you know, thanks so much for you guys taking time out of your day to show appreciation for, you know, my day. And, you know, my wife's a nurse practitioner. I have many friends and family and people in our community that work as healthcare workers. And just to see that they took time to thank us when we are eternally grateful for the work that they've done. I think that just really was a tangible piece of paper that really, it's a thank you card, but it just meant so much to see the philosophy of people helping people really mean something to people. It was just, it was great.
Yeah, you can never underestimate a handwritten thank you card and how far it goes, make people feel so good.
Thank you very much for that. And stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
And CUNA Mutual Group.